Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
It doesn't include the blood of Jesus Christ. There is no salvation. The only atonement for sin, I'm telling you today, is the blood of Jesus Christ. He has set you free. We've been bound by many things. A lot of people bound by sickness, mental problems, their financial problems. But it's all in your perspective, the way you think. Paul wrote most of his letters from jail. This is what's so awesome. Paul is sitting in a Roman jail and he's talking about being free. Why? Because it's not your position, your current position. Paul knew where he was at in Christ. Where do you stand in Christ? We are free. Paul knows, hey, my current situation don't look good. I'm bound. I'm in these four walls. I'm stuck to a jailer. But yet he's talking about freedom. Matter of fact, many of the guys that were stuck to Paul got saved. Because he was talking about Jesus Christ, talking about this freedom. They were like wondering, how can you talk about being free and yet you're bound?
Yeah.
He was free from sin, not this physical stuff. There's a day to come. Some of us are so bound. We are so worried about so many things, the way we think in our mind. If you only knew what you have. Remember, Satan simply wants you to be deceived. He simply does not want you to know what you have. It's just like when he went to Eve in the garden. Satan's biggest ploy is to get you to doubt God's word. Once you get down God's word, it's over. So he told Eve, he said, "Surely ye shall not die." He was slick. "Surely you shall not die." I can just see him. But God said, "In the day that you take of this fruit, ye shall surely die." So he cast doubt into Eve. Eve didn't know that she already had it. Satan made her doubt it. Whenever you don't know what you have, you miss the boat. I want to encourage you today to know that you have the Son of God. He had went to that cross. He died. He was buried. He rose that third day in payment for sin. He has set you free from the bonds of sin. And not only free, remember he gave up on the flesh. He says, "I'm going to give you a new body." When he went up, he came back. He told him, "Don't touch me yet because I don't have my glorified body." But boy, when he came and he had that glorified body, you will get that glorified body one day. And I'm telling you, if you ever study it, think about it. Lord, and no more pain. I'm telling you, I've been going through so much stuff, feeling tired, drained, got to do this and do that. But I say, one day to God be the glory. I look forward to that day where he says, "Come up hither, my son." As Bobby talked about, one of your residents passed on this day, this week. Like I say, it's not a time for sadness if he was in the Lord, but if he knew the Lord, what a joy. There's victory in the name of Jesus. When you see a saved saint, someone hanging in there, going on against the odds, saying, "Hey, I'm going on, I'm stuck in this frailment of this body, but I know my Redeemer liveth." And they look forward to that day with Christ. Christ is the difference. Don't let anybody bound you. You're free. Amen. Father God, we come once again, Lord, just thank you for this brief opportunity to talk about you today and the freedom that you have given us. Lord God, we thank you that you have given us freedom from sin. Lord, you paid that sin debt for us. And the only thing we have to do is possess it. And Lord God, once we possess you, Lord God, we are free indeed. You said, "Whom the Son has set free, he's free indeed." And Lord, we thank you today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.